Yes, I'm sorry. I'm afraid those bells will have to be louder. Especially the first two that you play. Sit down, everyone. Chamber Orchestra, I think it gets a bit too solid once or twice. It's still going to be a little bit more dreamy. Gallia, ask Gallia, even in the beginning, not to be too strong. It can just float. It mustn't be too dominating. Only when it goes to the top note, then we want it to come out. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I can't emphasize this too much. Never, never let the sound be at all forced. It must float and be beautiful. Chorus, even you may feel that you aren't being heard, it doesn't this occasion matter. When you have to have these marked phrases with the words repeated, you're on one note, chorus, and just make the consonants clear. That's all we want. Don't sing any louder, please. Now, Mr. Chapman, do you think that the boys can sing a bit more ethereally, a little quieter than that? I know it goes high and all that. I don't want to cut the numbers down, but if you can, without losing pitch, sing a little bit quieter. It's the beginning, particularly. Imagine yourselves, chaps, in heaven. A long way away from here. We'll do a take of that, please. Good to God, I conduct the right number of bars. It's most appallingly difficult. Look at the score. Quiet, please. Let it just float, everyone, please. Just float. Whatever happens, we go on. People fainting left and right, we go on. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, for better or for worse, here goes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for jolly hard work over quite a long time. I am extremely grateful to you all for some magnificent playing and singing. I thank you all very much indeed, and I hope it won't be long before we work together again. Yeah.